And welcome back. Full press coverage is live. Coverage of the 2022 NHL trade deadline here on twitch.tv, youtube.com/fullpresscoverage, Facebook and twitter.com/fullpressNHL, Full Press Radio app, fullpressradio.com. Jeremy, we're joined now by Fightful.com's Jeremy Lambert. You like this I gave?
Yeah, that was the Cody Rhodes intro, wasn't it? That was Cody's
thing. Yes!
I thought so.
You know, because there's some adrenaline in your soul.
Not right now. There's nothing going on in Avalanche world. We're not doing anything. Andrew Pagliano is the big score, I guess.
So, how do you feel when everything we were just talking about before you joined, Chris and I, for months it was Colorado or bust for Giroux, and then you find out, yeah, your team's not getting him.
I mean, it's disappointing, obviously. It sounds like he only wanted to go to Florida. So, I mean, depending on which reporter you believe, there was a lot of stuff out there. But it seems like he only wanted to go to Florida. So what can you do, right? We have a history of this. We were in for Artemi Panarin, and they offered him like a short-term deal when he was a free agent, and he decided to go long-term with the Rangers. They were in on Taylor Hall, and it looked like they were really in on Taylor Hall a couple years ago, and they didn't end up getting him. So, you know, being very in on Claude Giroux and not coming away with him is about what I expected.
Which is really funny that they were in on Taylor Hall at the same time the Sabres signed him for 1 year, $8 million.
No, it was the exact reverse.
Yeah.
Colorado offered him like a 4 or 5 year deal at about like a little higher AAV. And it's like, even with a solid signing bonus, and it just, all of a sudden he just goes, turns and signs with Buffalo.
Yeah. And you're like, with a no trade clause that forced his hand to Boston, where he wanted to be, I guess, the whole time. It's a weird deadline. I talked about it on my show a couple weeks ago. I really wish they would enact like a freeze about for a week leading up to the deadline, because it's very hard when I'm trying to follow college basketball all weekend and track how much money I'm losing.
Oh boy,
on bets. And I have to keep track of all these hockey news so I know what the hell I'm talking about Monday when I got on the show. Just like, enough of this. All right. And then, but there are, I don't know if this is going to make you feel better. There are rumblings that Colorado's trying to land Ricard Raquel. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's a consolation, but it's a consolation nonetheless.
I mean, he'll help the bottom six, but like when you're after Giroux and you come away with like Raquel and maybe Cogliano. I know they're in on like Andrew Kopp as well. And, you know, I'll take him over Raquel. But none of these guys are moving it the way Claude Giroux was going to.
And I get that feeling when you're expecting Claude Giroux, it's like expecting to see this guy. And then you only get this guy.
Oh, you messed it up. You messed up your own joke.
I did.
Yeah, I know. He flubbed it. Send it in, Mike. Send it in.
Yeah, that was bad. Anyway, yeah,
you tried it.
I have to throw my ugly mug on the screen multiple times, not just here, but with that graphic, because I can't do it after today because there's no show to promote with it.
So one time only deal.
It's been a great month of just like plugging that every 20 seconds on every show. This is where we're at. I do feel like I'm at the Sportsnet TSN, like midday, there's nothing going on. So you make a music video about Marty Biron. Like,
there's been nothing going on all day. I've had Deadline Center, Trade Center on since like 6 a.m. this morning. And they've had the best one is always the Brian Burke interview where he just doesn't care and he just buries everybody. But there's been just nothing happening today. What's the biggest deal
today? Really? It's probably just Flurry, right?
Flurry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Flurry. I almost forgot about that Flurry happened, but that's like it.
No, we have a bunch of these small deals. Like ESPN's now reporting that Zach Senyshyn is being traded to Ottawa. Like, okay.
Wait. I got this. Rejected totally wrong 2015 Vegas draft picks from Boston for 500.
Speaking of totally wrong picks, Seattle.
The Purge.
They're a joke. I just wanted to say they're a joke. I need to get in at least once an hour about my disdain for Seattle.
So here's a story, because we don't have many trades to talk about. I started a NHL 22 franchise mode this weekend, and I used Seattle. I did the expansion draft, and I didn't do
already
the
a better usual. GM.
Do what?
You're already a better GM.
But I didn't do like the authentic picks, so it was up to the computer, like who was protected and everything. First pick, I don't like how they have the setup where you got to go like team by team. I'd rather easier sorting on all that stuff. But you know who was unprotected that I just couldn't wait to get? Alexander Ovechkin. Easy pick. Easy pick. I don't know why he was unprotected. Easy take.
Fun thing though, I guarantee you, if Washington left him unprotected in real life, Seattle still wouldn't have picked him.
Makes you wonder sometimes.
Ron Francis is such a bone. Okay, here we go. Ron Francis is such a bonehead of a GM that they could have been left. They already left Tarasenko, and look how that's backfired. Skinner having a breakout year, a return to thing, has 25 goals, like 43 points. Look how that's backfired by not taking him. Again, the contracts, whatever. Seattle could afford it. They're a brand new team. They could afford any contract they want. They could have been left, though, unprotected. Ovechkin, Crosby, Fleury. I don't know. Give me another. DeBrincat. Patrick Kane. I don't care. They would have passed on all of them and taken the same shit roster they did. And Dave Hextall. Though, if they would have taken those players, Dave Hextall still would have ruined them and made them non-playoff team. I am a firm believer, Jeremy, and I don't know if you know this about my hatred for LeBron.
Like, I know about your hatred of LeBron.
My disdain for Ron Francis and Dave Hextall is like equal. I think they are the worst combination GM coach in hockey history, and they should never be around NHL teams again.
Why do you dislike Ron Francis? I have a soft spot in my heart for Ron Francis for his time with the Carolina Hurricanes. So what is your disdain for Ronnie Franchise?
Terrible, terrible in the front office. I've never seen him make a move, sign a free agent, sign a contract extension, trade for a player that I didn't go, why? Not one move has he ever made where I didn't go, why?
I did wonder about when, you know, they signed Grubauer, and I wasn't like super mad about that, but they signed him, and I was like, I just don't think he's going to be good in Seattle. One, I didn't like the team in front of him, but I did think he was a product of sort of the Avs defense and everything, and he's worked out about as well as I think Grubauer is going to work out in Seattle. They offered him a lot of money based on a lot of Colorado's defense and system, helping his numbers along there.
Yeah, I don't. The goaltending is another thing. Yeah, Grubauer, and they made a lot of bad goaltending decisions. But I am not. Let's put it this way. I don't think anybody they would have grabbed would have been a good choice because they would have just not had a team in front of them to stop. It's hard to put a goaltender in that spot when they're giving up as many high quality chances as they are a game. They give up. It's not like they give up a lot of shots, but more than any other team, aside from at stretches Buffalo and Arizona, they were giving up high quality chances right in front and odd man rushes, and it's just pitiful to watch. Like, I went into the season, I'm like, I'm gonna watch every Seattle game. I really want to see how this goes. It took me 2 weeks to go. I'm not watching any more Seattle games. I wanted to just, you know. I'm trying to think of a good analogy to put it, but I can't. And I know this is not a hockey show, or this is a hockey show and not an NFL show, but I just saw the trade that went down to the NFL, and it needs to be talked about. Matt Ryan to the Colts.
It's a good deal.
Stupid. The NFL is stupid too, but it's trade deadline day, so why not talk? It's a trade, so technically not too far off topic, since the NHL doesn't want to do anything because
it's one letter off, F and L. Like, it's just
exactly. It's one there, perfect. See, it's
or F just and H, you know, sorry,
and they're right near each other on the keyboard. There's only a G in the middle. It's very easy to accidentally type F instead of H when you're typing something. So if you tuned in thinking we were talking hockey,
Oops.
They're not giving us anything to talk about.
I mean, there's like nothing.
Jim is waiting to be brought on, and I'm not bringing on Jim until we get something.
Poor guy. Poor guy.
He had to be with his girlfriend. I mean,
I get that.
Smart move. Granted, I was kind of hoping while he wasn't around, we'd have all these trades coming through, and then as soon as he came back, there'd be nothing. But we haven't had a damn thing to talk about. It really sucks. There is literally nothing to talk about. And I mean, we could. Let's see what the latest. I mean, a name running around is Nemestikov.
The Avs tried him 2 years ago. He was fine.
I always thought his name stunk. Just because I still can't pronounce it after all these years. But he's a name to look at. All right. Here's a question for you, Jeremy. As an Avs fan, before we get to that, there is something I need to do. We are brought to you today by my bookie. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with my bookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player game props. My bookie has you covered. Sign up today at mybookie.ag with the promo code MSH to secure the first deposit 50% bonus up to $1,000. It's simple. Put in 200 and play with 300. Put in 1,000, play with 1,500. Just use promo code MSH to claim your bonus today. College ball, NBA, and UFC. No matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into a payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with my bookie. You see any of these names? Are there any that would make you go, okay, I'm happy?
Not when Giroux was out there. That's everything's going to kind of be compared to him, right? I would like Pop. I think he would be good as a bottom six guy and help that, because we really need some scoring out of the bottom six. The rest of these names, I don't know what you're giving up for them, and I don't think they're moving the needle really at all. I Mike, you were on you were doing the interview with us when the Sturm and Jost trade happened, and I interrupted your answer. Yeah,
I kind of said I didn't predict something.
I interrupted your answer to break the news of this trade. You don't make that move unless you're setting up something bigger, because that was a salary cap saving move. Jost is well-liked on the team. You're affecting chemistry by doing that, and you have no reason to affect chemistry unless you're setting up an actual big move that really moves the needle. And the guys on this list don't actually do that. Tyler Bertuzzi kind of moves it. Of course, he can't play in Canada, and I don't want a guy who's not vaccinated on my team. But he certainly would move the needle along, but not being able to play in Canada when Calgary seems like an opponent we're probably gonna have to face if we want to make it to the cup final. Like you would want that guy on the team. I like,
it's amazing how there's just one player in the league.
There's two, right? There's two guys who are unvaccinated.
Well, we thought Evander Kane was, but then he signs in Ottawa or Edmonton.
True.
So we don't know. Like, I don't know if anything ever came out with that, or if people just got over nagging him about it. And I don't want to say it's nagging, because whatever.
Like DeBrusk,
HIPAA violation, that's for sure.
DeBrusk would be good. I know he just signed the new deal, but it seems like that was more of like alleviation for teams that might have been worried about the restricted free agent hit. And then Lekkonen wouldn't be bad either. Like they don't like fully move it, but. I'm taking anything right now. We don't need a quiet deadline. We're the best team in the West by like 9 points right now. Everyone's kind of penciled us into the cup final. It was the same story last year. Last year we go out and get Soderberg and Nemeth, which didn't move the needle at all. And everybody's just like, oh, it's fine. They're the best team. Bring back guys who are familiar with the system. It's good. Everything's good. And then what happened in the playoffs? I mean, we got Manson, which I like that pickup. And Bo Byram might be our biggest dead by pickup at this point if he's healthy. But we've got to address more on the bottom six. Sturm for Jost, or just the four depth in general. Sturm for Jost, just it ain't it.
Well, I'm at the point where we have an hour to go until the deadline. And we are sitting here talking about players that at this point, like names like Chychrun, I don't expect to be moved.
No.
Especially with what they've, like names, a Garland or a Besser, like those are two other names at this point. Maybe they're draft deals. And I've been a firm believer lately, the last few years, that the draft has become more exciting than trade deadline day. And today it's showing again. Like, granted, I don't want to say it hasn't been an exciting deadline, because the few days leading up to it has been, the last few days have been incredible. Today sucks.
Yeah, I mean, this is just like
an NFL trade deadline.
It kind of had that feeling going in. It's like you there was a little tiny shred of you that hoped that it wasn't. And
okay, we do have one deal that just came: Nick Leddy to the Blues.
Okay.
So the Blues shore up their defensive line. Interested to see what they get back, what Detroit gets back. But again, it's not a, oh my God, it was just another name that you can cross off the list of where he goes, of who's going to be dealt. So, but it just seems like today, especially, it is a day for a deadline for defensemen to be dealt. All the bigger names just seem to be defensive.
Damn, I still say the Devils should just hop into this and say, hey, we're gonna trade Bate Severson anyway. Here you go.
They should trade that Dougie Hamilton guy. He's kind of a bust.
Nah, he's all right. He'll be all right.
I'm still interested. I think my biggest shock of the day would be if, and it's not gonna happen.
Please let Forsberg be traded.
If Forsberg, but also a player that no one wants to touch because of salary. If a player like PK Subban ends up being dealt via three-way deal, those are like the names where the deals where I think it would pop the meat, move the needle on me. And it would kind of surprise me in a major way to see certain players, or if Chychrun just ends up getting dealt. But again, I don't, that to me is a fat chance of happening. So
Forsberg, when that rumor kind of started, I don't think he'll be traded, but that was a name where I'm like, okay, if Sakic wants to do something here, let's go after him. I don't know what the offer was for Giroux. It seemed like they put plenty on the table for him. Like, I'm tossing that same offer out to just anybody who sort of moves the needle on that. And Forsberg certainly is. I think it'd take more than that to get Forsberg, but I'm tossing that out to anybody. Like, names you're not really thinking of. Like, I've seen kind of people in the Avs media world, like, be like, Mark Scheifele is a name that not really on the board, but maybe for the right offer it could be had, because Winnipeg looks like they're selling everything right now.
Yeah, so they, even though they're right there, they might be a team that admits, if we get there, great, but we're not going to keep everything. I mean, they're a team, they're three, 4 points back, but they are a team where they get in, they are losing. I think they're the team that gets swept in the first round.
Yeah, there's this feeling like there's like an internal mess going on in Winnipeg that we just don't completely know everything about. It doesn't look right.
No, and to me, like, that's something we'll have to talk about.
Oh, Lekkonen to Colorado.
What was that?
Yeah,
Colorado.
That's a solid deal.
I like that.
There we go.
I mentioned it. I like it. Kevin Weeks apparently had that one. All right. We'll see what the return is here. I like
Kevin
that.
Weeks is out here blowing everyone out of the water with these.
Yeah, this is beautiful. He needs like a good like pina colada. You know, he can't do a margarita. Obviously, he can't do the margarita.
He still owes me a beer from a bet we made in 2014. Or no, it was 2016, because Eichel was in the league. We made a bet, Sabres Rangers, and he was in town or whatever for whatever reason. And we made a bet. I don't even remember what the bet was. All I know is I won, and he owes me a beer. Will I ever get that beer from Kevin Weeks? Probably not, because I'm never in the affairs anymore. But
you never know.
I will. It's always one of those things. Like, fun fact about me, Kevin Weeks owes me a beer. So, I mean, Lekkonen, there we go. He should add scoring. Mm-hmm. He should add. He's not a Giroux, but I mean, he's younger.
No, he is.
So I'm interested. I expect going back involves a first round pick of some sort.
It's Barron in a second.
That's not bad at all.
No,
that's a solid move.
For Colorado, that's a win.
I really, really like that deal. I think Barron was part of the Giroux package.
Originally.
It seemed like they were willing to go Barron and a first and then maybe something else. But and Justin Barron played well in the couple of games he had. But it also seems like it's good news on Byram, because I don't think they're moving Barron because they already moved Hellison to get Manson. So I don't think they're moving Barron if they're really worried about Byram. I know he's back at practice, full contact today. So it seems like he should be ready to go by the time the playoffs start. All right, I like this move.
Here we go. I mean, you come on and the Avs finally do something.
Did something. They're
clearly waiting for. They're waiting for it at the top of hour number two.
Poor Jim.
Yeah, well, Jim's coming on at 2:15. That's when I told him to join. So we'll see what happens at 2:15. But right now, we're going to take a break. Jeremy, thank you for joining us. Enjoy the Avs rest of the deadline. Where can everybody find you personally? And I've been plugging Fightful all day, but where can everybody find your great, awesome work?
First off, shout out to my guys in the chat, Sam and JJ, and yep. Braden's here talking abs as well. So always supporting all the fun stuff that I do and everything. So shout out to those guys. Fightful.com, FightfulOverbook.com. It's our YouTube channel with a bunch of wrestling talk. Mike Straw was on the Spotlight last week. I do a weekly show with Steven Jensen at 2 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays on youtube.com/Fightful. Just go to Fightful.com. My name is all over that website. You can follow me on Twitter at JeremyLambert88. Mike, thanks for having me when I booked myself on this show, but I appreciate you honoring the booking commitment.
Masterful.
That's how I work, man. I mean, you don't get paid, but I'm a cheap, I'm a terrible promoter. You could book yourself. I just don't pay you.
I don't care about that. I just like talking hockey. So I'm just happy to talk hockey with some pals. So I appreciate it.
Don't worry. I'll be crashing your stream soon too.
That's fine.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
A break here. Thank you, Jeremy. We will be back. And when we get back, Jim Behringer will be joining us.